Ground Cover News is a nonprofit street paper that was founded in April 2010 as a means to empower low-income persons to make the transitions from homeless to housed and from jobless to employed. Vendors purchase each copy of the Ground Cover News regular edition at our office for 50 cents. This money goes towards production costs. Vendors work selling the paper on the street for $2, keeping all income and tips from each sale. This audio production was made possible by the Ann Arbor District Library, recorded at Fifth Avenue Studios. If you consistently enjoy Ground Cover Speaks, continuing to buy physical newspapers from Ground Cover vendors ensures that we can sustain production. The physical paper and in-person interaction is at the heart of our work. You can find the link to our next audio recording in the upcoming print issue of Ground Cover News. Thanks for listening.
Special thanks to our print advertisers, the People's Food Co-op, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, First Baptist Church, Bethlehem United Church of Christ, the Office of Community and Economic Development, Cineholic, Art on a Journey, Ann Arbor for Public Power, Four Directions, and the Ypsilanti Food Co-op.
A letter of appreciation to our home, Bethlehem United Church of Christ. To all at Bethlehem United Church of Christ, Ground Cover News says thank you for being a gracious and honorable host. In 1833, German immigrants started Bethlehem Church in a log cabin, making it the longest standing church in Ann Arbor. On August 26, 1833, Pastor Skimmitt preached his first sermon to 33 families who gathered in the woods west of Ann Arbor. Thus began something great that would stand the test of time through worship and community service. 190 plus years of physical and spiritual endurance that would not only benefit its members, but also the most vulnerable in the community, the unhoused and those facing financial hardship. In 2011, Bethlehem United Church of Christ opened its doors to Ground Cover News. Ground Cover News is a street newspaper that is produced, purchased, and resold by homeless and people facing poverty. These newspapers provide a source of income and platform to interact and build relationships in the community. People from all walks of life have come through these church doors, seeking physical, emotional, and spiritual refuge. Bethlehem United Church of Christ has become a home away from home for hundreds who struggle in this community. We at Ground Cover News know that holding space for those in unfortunate situations such as being unhoused presents its fair share of challenges. And we especially appreciate your spiritually based compassion and understanding during turbulent moments with vendors and participants. Thanks to all who serve at Bethlehem United Church of Christ, past, present, and going into the future. Thank you for sharing your space with us. Sincerely, Ground Cover News.
Are You Listening? By Wayne S. A new day is rising and it's sending chills down through my body. It can't be stopped, no way. I look around me and I know you feel it too. I walk the streets every day. I see it in your faces just like you see it in mine. Is it a glimmer of hope I see? Well, I hope you see it in me. I want a world where putting people down is not so funny. A new day is coming, and I want to be part of it. The message is clear. Reject the hate. Stop blaming each other. Let's just fix this mess. I have ideas. I hope you do too. Let's figure out what to do. Yes, me and you. Aren't you tired of listening to the self-serving? Yes, you and I. That's right. What a novel idea. We can actually think for ourselves. We know what's wrong. We don't need someone to tell us. We need someone who knows how to fix it. The answers are all around us if we just listen to each other. A new day is coming. I tell you louder. Are the birds singing a little? I hope so. I hope it's not just me, because that means they feel it too. We need all the help we can get. There's something going on. I can feel my ancestors looking down, and I'm trying to interpret what they're meaning. So far, all I get from them is to stop listening to the clowns. It's all about timing, they tell me. Do yours tell you the same thing? Don't you think we should be listening? The time is now. Opportunities are opening. Let's walk through them, I say, and not look back. Let's not be afraid of the future and reject those who think we can't think for ourselves. Either we resolve our differences and walk hand in hand and meet the future together. Man, woman, and child. Black skin, white skin, brown and yellow skin too. Let's take the word hate out of the English language. Let's just have one race, the human race. Haven't we had enough? What has the blame gotten us? What has picking sides gotten us? It's the 21st century, folks. Wow, I never thought I'd make it, but I am here, just like the rest of you. The window is open, and our chance is here. Let's keep pushing on it. Let's see what happens. Let's find the truth. We can't go on like this. It just won't work. Let's bring in our future fearless and brave together as one. We can do it, my friends. I know we can, remember? I see it every day. Let's take this opportunity, what I call a pause. If we reject this fear that engulfs us, we will find out that we now have the opportunity to reject hate, reject fear, and it's time for us to govern ourselves too. Put this fear-mongering in its place by going forward with love. Take the hate and destroy it. And remember, power to the people.
Des Clark, ground cover vendor number 643. My poem is Enough is Enough. When the world says enough is enough, when the world says stop killing me, when the politicians are killing the people's dreams, stop. When the trash in the sea is killing the fish, stop. When the trees are being burnt up, stop. When the wildlife stop reproducing wildlife, stop. When the people of this world keeps killing each other in the name of who? God? God didn't say kill in my name. He said to be fruitful, replenish the earth. Keep your eyes on me and all will be well. Stop the hunger, stop the hurt. Cause if you keep on, the earth will turn on you. When you say stop, that's hurt me. Because enough is enough. We all have to play our part in this world. We have to do our part to come together as a people, to live as a people, because happiness is the way of life. For our future children who have no idea what this world has for them. But that is our job as a people, to make sure we take care of our children, because they are our future. Enough is enough.
Vida Pepo, Vida Pepo. Descubra más sobre el repaso de la vida y el resumen de la vida. No hay nada más objetivo que leer Gran Cabe. Es como la felicidad en condiciones perfectas y los pensamientos positivos. Analicemos las condiciones del mundo, el pasado, el presente y el futuro. Cada vez que lees te inspira a pensar tanto en cosas positivas como negativas. Si compras el periódico y el libro, no lo tires a la basura. Si tiras el periódico a la basura, alguien sin la credencial del Gran Cabe puede cogerlo e intentar venderlo. Eso puede meterlo en problemas y también a mí.
Move the Money by Ken Parks, Ground Cover Vendor 490. Money talks, bullshit walks is a common expression in bars and on the street. It says something about the centrality of money in our life. It may be on your mind so much that you look forward to happy hour if you have a few bucks to spare. In the debates on the wording of the Declaration of Independence, pursuit of wealth was replaced by pursuit of happiness as the best expression. Happiness won the debate, as capitalists knew the accumulation of wealth is happiness. Gold is God, as the Spanish told indigenous peoples about their disease that only gold could cure. We see the rise of gold again as currencies explode in the war-based financialization and sanctions economy of the rules-based order, also called the Washington Consensus. Wall Street is the temple of global financial flows, and war is a racket, as Major General Smedley Butler taught us in 1935. When we realize that public money funds the war system at the expense of health care, education, and infrastructure, the shock may be so great that we will be tempted by denial and scapegoating. Even the refugees at the border may not fully understand how their economies were destroyed, but they do know how to follow the money trail to the United States. Noam Chomsky and Michael Hudson teach us a lot about the global financialization in this epic of neoliberal imperialism and the drive to turn conflicts into war. The money trail to war is astronomical. The waste is legendary. That is public money. What's our responsibility? If we succumb to fatalism, we will face apocalypse together. I was fortunate to get a ride to the Hamtramck Library for the first meeting of the Move the Money Coalition. It began from conversations with Veterans for Peace, Michigan Peace Council, and Peace Action. Some 30 persons responded to the invitation and committed to a new level of struggle. It's time to stand up and organize for the responsible use of public money. Imagine if the military budget was used to clean up the toxins that result from bases and operations. Many reparations have not been paid as the war plays out in other ways. Think of all the Agent Orange and more that was dumped on Southeast Asia. The number of unexploded devices on the ground in all war zones is incalculable. Imagine if America began to clean up the mess. When we are ready to understand money and take responsibility for its creation and use, we will begin to move the money from war to peace. The YouTube channel Untold Histories with historian Dr. Jeff Rich is a good summary of the Cold War and its aftermath. Diplomacy and negotiations are important skills. They begin with listening, which may mean walking a mile in someone else's shoes. I listened to Lavrov's presentation at the UN Security Council. It was an insightful look at how Russia understands the multilateral world as it emerges from the Western hegemony and American exceptionalism. The NATO-driven war in Ukraine has the express purpose of regime change in Russia and the domination of the Eurasian landmass by Western investors. The CIA-backed Maidan coup in 2014 began the war. that leapt forward in 2022 as Russia began military actions to support the Russian populated areas and its only naval base on the Black Sea. NATO covets this base in Crimea, so we have another forever war as the American military financial complex increases its declared full spectrum dominance, which begins with information control and the compliance narrative of good versus evil. We are now in the apocalyptic imagination which tempted President Reagan. His declaration of Star Wars was supported by many apocalyptic Christians, some of whom welcomed nuclear war and the rapture of true believers to heaven. I wrote People's Peace Bank in the May 17th issue of Ground Cover. Political economy is the most obvious context of our lives. I focused on the work of Richard Werner, who did the experiment showing how loans create money out of nothing. I also recommended his video on the deep state. The main point is whether the loan promotes useful projects. There are many ways to waste money. The war system specializes in spectacular waste. Vietnam War, The Last Secret, is a YouTube video that chronicles the devastation of that war and the ongoing work to repair the damage. International Day of Peace will be commemorated on September 21st on the Commons next to the downtown Ann Arbor Library. End the whole war system is the theme, which will focus on the move to peace. We support Move the Money Coalition, a new formation of existing peace groups and activists who feel the urgency of the world at risk. It is said that cockroaches will be the last survivors of nuclear war. On the Beach is a great movie about the last humans after a nuclear war. The belief that we can learn to take responsibility for our actions and change our behavior and to mature faces the fatalism and habitual patterns of submission to the masters of violence. The power of the central planners, and especially their bosses, comes from the power we give them. If we use our power in more creative ways, we can support a peaceful society. Our defense would be based in educated awareness of health and the mindful awareness of what needs to be done. In order to be reality-centered, we need training in mindful mind and to give birth to calm and clear as our basic state of mind, the Olympic training to be who you really are. A happy inner child and mature inner adult mentor. Everyone is smiling. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. This belief that we can learn and change is the core of Move the Money Coalition. Veterans for Peace, Peace Action, and Michigan Peace Council, part of the U.S. and World Peace Council, are together in the new formation that you can join. The next meeting is Saturday, August 24th, not at noon, but at 3 p.m. at the Hamtramck Library. We will report the plans for a public event. International Day of Peace will have updates. The Ann Arbor Coalition Against War has been active since the Vietnam War. We do regular vigils at 5:30 on Fridays at Liberty and Fifth. We support the International Day of Peace and Move the Money Coalition. We will work together for an October forum with candidates and movement leaders as we all learn to be fully engaged in living for peace. No more genocide, no more mass shootings, no more beating of honor students to teach them a lesson. Love can flow from our hearts as a habit for every situation. Righteous anger can be an expression of great love. It's good to remember the peace sign, which was created in 1958 using semaphore symbols for N and D, nuclear disarmament. South Africa and Israel were both provided assistance to develop nuclear weapons. One of the U.S. conditions for majority rule in South Africa was that they give up nuclear weapons. Everyone knows that Israel has nuclear weapons. Israel views Iran as their main enemy and wants to drag the United States into a war with Iran. The doomsday clock is seconds from midnight. Now's the time to ban the bomb and move the money to peace. Let's create beautiful peace signs as an expression of a peace culture. Politicians and candidates will be invited for Peace Day. Prepare for a question and answer session as we move the discussion to ceasefire and negotiations. Visualize peace. Ongoing education is available. Noam Chomsky's The State and Corporate Complex, A Threat to Freedom and Survival, a podcast with the Hart Institute, is an excellent place to start. As we learn to share our resources, we can start with our situation among ourselves and extend it to the public pot, whether it be personal taxes or sharing the wealth of production. There is much to learn and do. Let's take one step together and celebrate with another one. The all-good expanse of primordial purity, you may say Allah or God, the clear light of the void, these are like fingers pointing at the moon. Let's breathe together for a life well lived.
Justice Indeed is uncovering the hidden histories of housing discrimination in Washtenaw County. By Anonymous. Justice Indeed is a collaborative project dedicated to exposing the deeds of thousands of homes in Washtenaw County which contain racially restrictive covenants, or provisions prohibiting Black people and other minorities from living there. As a group of researchers, students, residents, and community activists, they are working to educate the community about the role these covenants and other racist housing policies played in causing segregation and economic inequality, repeal the covenants, and encourage the adoption of policies to repair the damage caused by systemic housing discrimination in Washtenaw County. Here are some frequently asked questions from the Justice Indeed website. What are racially restricted covenants? A racially restrictive covenant is part of a home's deed that prohibits people of certain races from buying and occupying property. Why were racially restrictive covenants written into deeds? Racially restrictive covenants were one of many racist tools used by white homeowners and developers to ensure that neighborhoods remained segregated. While racial covenants were written into deeds of homes in Washtenaw County as early as 1912, their use became particularly widespread both in Washtenaw County and nationally beginning in the 1920s. Institutions and individuals who wanted to enforce racial segregation saw racial covenants as an alternative to racially restrictive zoning, which the United States Supreme Court struck down as unconstitutional in 1917. Unlike racially restrictive zoning ordinances, which were enacted by the government, covenants were seen as private agreements. Both the U.S. Supreme and the Michigan Supreme Court initially held that private individuals could enforce racial covenants in court to prevent people of color from living in their neighborhoods. Are racially restrictive covenants legal? Not anymore. In 1948, the United States Supreme Court ruled that courts, as government bodies, could no longer enforce racially restrictive covenants, although the court did not say they were illegal. Finally, in 1968, Congress passed the Fair Housing Act, outlawing housing discrimination by private parties and making racially restrictive covenants patently legal. Although racially restrictive covenants are now illegal, they still exist as part of the deeds to thousands of homes in Washtenaw County. Restrictive covenants run with the land, remaining on the title in perpetuity, absent legal, legislative, or other action. In other words, a change in ownership of the land of property does not alter existing covenants for that property. If racially restrictive covenants are unenforceable and illegal, why should we care about them? Despite the fact that they are not enforceable today, racially restrictive covenants remain on home deeds as repugnant reminders of the blatant racism that characterizes American housing practices and continues into the present day. Justice Indeed believes that it is critical to take action to address racially restrictive covenants because, one, the covenants cause real harm now. Whenever homebuyers in Washtenaw County read their closing packets, they read that people of color, and sometimes non-Christians, are unwelcome in the neighborhood. It can be jarring and cause stigmatized injury. One local real estate agent told us that she knew of one would-be homebuyer who was so offended by the covenant that even though it was unenforceable, he refused to close and decided to buy elsewhere. We see these covenants are similar to a white Christians-only sign at an entrance to a subdivision today. While such a sign is unenforceable, it would be, and should be, distressing to all who see it. Two, education about racism begins at home. Justice Indeed thinks that there is no better way to teach the residents of Washtenaw County of the pervasiveness of white supremacy than to show them the house they live in has a racially restrictive covenant. This knowledge would then serve as a entry into education about, for example, A, how covenants denied people of color the opportunity to attain wealth through homeownership, and B, how they deprived people of color the opportunity to live in neighborhoods where their children would go to integrated schools, C, the role of federal, state, and local government played encouraging racially restrictive covenants and denying mortgages to individuals who lived in areas without these covenants, and D, the many other racist housing policies that contributed to segregation in Washtenaw County. Education about restrictive covenants should impact current housing policy debates. When setting housing policy today, it is critical to know the history of housing discrimination in Ann Arbor. For example, there are those in Ann Arbor who wish to 1. Stop development of new housing projects, 2. Maintain one-family housing zoning throughout large parts of the city, and 3. Prevent a dedicated source of funding for affordable housing. Policymakers need to understand that racially restrictive covenants and other racist housing policies caused current segregation in the city and how some of these proposals would effectively freeze discrimination in place. What should be done about them? Currently, the process of repealing covenants on a home is complex, expensive, and time-consuming. However, with guidance from our advisory board, Justice Indeed is in conversation with community partners about ways to repeal racially restrictive covenants through neighborhood and community organizing, litigation, and/or legislation. Justice Indeed is committing to finding ways to amend the deed and repeal the racial covenants without erasing or whitewashing history. Would repealing the racially restrictive covenant in my neighborhood or on my house erase or whitewash history? Absolutely not. Justice Indeed is strongly against erasing the history of discrimination. Under this project, Washtenaw County homeowners do not redact the racially restrictive covenants or physically remove the document from register or deed files. Rather, we file a new amendment document that explains the harm done by racially restricted covenants, repudiates and reveals the racist restriction, and replaces it with a covenant prohibiting discrimination. So, historians researching the chain of title on the property would both see the original language of the racial covenant and the amendment repealing the racially restrictive covenant. Plus, Justice Indeed is mapping all neighborhoods and homes in Washtenaw where racially restrictive covenants existed as a reminder of the pervasive and ugly history of housing discrimination in our county. Author's experience. Now, I want to add some personal views that involve rental properties that reflect racial and economic inequality and discrimination. The rule that a renter's income must be 3 times the rental rate is another way to say, if you are not wealthy, then we don't want you to occupy our rental property. There are also a lot of landlords who won't consider low-income people at all who have Section 8 or a housing choice voucher and will not cooperate with this program. Then there are landlords who won't keep the rental properties up to standard, knowing that most renters will tolerate substandard living conditions because they don't want to become homeless. A lot of the leasing managers are not honest about some of their billing policies or practices. For example, I live in housing that did not make it clear that the property owner divides the water bill from a 4-unit rental property into what is supposed to be your water bill payment each month. There are 8 other renters from 2 other building units who use the laundry room washer, Who pays for that water? They expect you to pay the utility in full the same day they give you the bill that is simply a printout they make, not from an official utility company. This is surely illegal. The rental payment portal has no way for us to designate what your payments are for. If I don't pay the utility in full, they take the money and say I did not pay my rent. I feel inequities like this will always exist because money is more important than human life nowadays. Justice Indeed was featured on Centering Justice webcast. Listen to the conversation and hear how you can make an impact in unearthing our racialized history. If interested, reach out to Justice Indeed at futureroot.com.
Peace of Mind by me, Pedro Campos, ground cover vendor number 652. Yes, I might not have a house, a car, money, credit, a bank account, shares, a bridge card, a bathroom, an address, a mirror, respect, but I neither have a record, a woman, children of mine, bills, rent, dues, to fit, enemies, to gamble, shames, pills to take, a doctor, to lie or betray my beliefs, a label, strings attached whatsoever, a mistress, vicious of any kind, I never lie, a deadline, a manager superior to take shit from, errors to run, I don't have to, I just do, a shift to follow orders or a company policy, a bottle to keep me hanging, my milk makes me strong. Yes, I might have skipped dinner last week, but I had Sonic lunch. Yes, I might not have my family around, got my feet on the ground. Sure that they are proud the way I get around. The good people in this town got my back. Yes, I might be homeless, but I'll never be a bum, a thief, a coward, a criminal. I am honest to myself. I have the church. I don't have a provider. I am my one and only provider. God above me. I have purpose, ideas, plenty, propositions. I got a plan. There is so little time and so much to do. I need help. We all do. Try profiling me. You'll see that I hope I do have a home in my heart for my friends. I keep my dignity. All these rules make me feel free. Freely, I think, wonders, take me away to the river, spring water. Yes, I might have foreseen the future as I listened to the birds, filling my lungs with pure air. Yes, I might say, this town is so beautiful, almost heaven, but sometimes I just wish I could see the stars.
Love, bookworm. Sometimes the way things seem, the truth we escalate happens to temperate, the dismay refrain happens to occlude us, as is so fits the format framing. The culture of God is our surface to allow this generation some such decorations. Sort of happens, these developments sort augment stasis, quote, wasting, and this has got to stations remove the to replacing has God sent into place on love we're creating. Some such savings, bookworm, these things breed heartstrings growing our dreams. The same suchness has come of this lately. enough just to come of and can self-correct their mechanisms, subtle suggestions of our message, fix this life lessons, has happened as can be. How this happens, some such basic sanity, soul contracting fractions above the reference, sees, so some happened just to give this back with you. All we ever do not do to fix the promotion wanting the most emotions to relate this have pertained to what is obvious. These things happen of their own accord. God works in mysterious ways to perform divine will, to perform miraculous wonders. We get our truth to happen.
Hello, my name is Teresa Basham, vendor number 570. It's called Drowning Heart Part 2, and it goes like this. Only if I knew for sure that you were completely mine, not only part-time, you treat any other bitch better than me. That's just one more stitch to my drowning heart. Only if you could see how it's tearing me apart. Through the last year, I've cried those tears.